Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, introducing this show. And you are my, definitely my best friend, my hero also. Hey, people, we thank you for tuning in here to Home-Based Business 101. You're listening to Baba Jahi with the We Work From Home Morning Show. Yes, the We Work From Home Morning Show, where we share with you tips, ideas, and motivation to help you with your home-based business. This program is around the whole theme of working from home, developing a home-based business, and taking advantage of the tax breaks that comes with having a home-based business. And yesterday we talked about what to do when you get stuck, how to get unstuck. So those of you that missed that show, go back, listen to the archive show. We covered some very valuable information on what to do if you feel as though you're stuck and you need to become unstuck. Today we're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about perseverance, and we're going to talk about the ability to be able to see and recognizing other people's talents and how that can also help you in developing partners and supporters and, you know, identifying those people who can really help you with pushing your business to the next level. And again, if you have a question or, you know, or comment, you can text us at 252-406-0774. Please send in your text questions, and we will attempt our best to be able to answer those questions for you and help you with your journey of being a home-based business owner. If you're curious about home-based business and have not developed yourself one yet, also give us a question, you know, give us a call, and take a time out and get one of our free complimentary coaching sessions. And with that complimentary coaching session, you know, hey, we'll dwell into some things and see if home-based business is for you. And if so, what ideas and themes and stuff that's on your mind that can help you with perpetuating your business. And if you're already in business and have a home-based business, remember, everyone needs a coach, a mentor, someone that can help you with the process of pushing forward through your business. And that's what leads us to our first topic again this morning, seeing another person's abilities, capacities, and viewpoint. We may think we recognize our own talents, yet in this respect, we may be blind. Let's illustrate with an example of a teacher who needed to have her mental vision checked. She was both nearsighted and farsighted, for she could not see either the present or the future potential abilities and capacities of her students or their points of view. Now everyone, the great and the near great, had to have a starting point. They weren't born brilliant and successful. See, no one was born brilliant and successful. They had to have a starting point. As a matter of fact, some of our greatest men and women were regarded as quite stupid at times during their lives. It was not until they grasped a positive mental attitude and learned to comprehend, you know, they had a positive mental attitude, you know, and learned to comprehend their capabilities and envision definite goals, that they started their climb to success. But there was one young man in particular whom his teachers thought was a stupid, muddle-headed blockhead. You know, a blockhead. You're dense. You're dumb. You're stupid. The youngster sat and drew pictures on his slate. He looked about and listened to everybody else. He asked impossible questions but refused to reveal what he knew, even under the threat of punishment. Children called him dunce, and he generally stood at the foot of his class. And this boy was who? Thomas Alva Edison. You will be inspired when you read the life story of Thomas Alva Edison. He attended primary school for a total of less than 3 months. The teacher and his schoolmates told him that he was stupid, yet he became an educated man after the incident in his life prompted him to turn his salesman from negative mental attitude to positive mental attitude. He developed into a gifted person. He became a great inventor. What was that incident? What happened to Edison that changed his whole attitude? He told his mother about hearing the teacher tell the inspector at the school that he was idle and he wouldn't be worthwhile to keep in the school any longer. His mother marched off to the school with him and told all within range of her voice that her son Thomas Alva Edison had more brains than the teacher or the inspector. Edison called his mother the most enthusiastic champion a boy ever had. And from that day forward, he was a changed boy. He said, "She cast over me an influence which has lasted all my life. The good effects of her early training I could never lose. My mother was always kind, always sympathetic, and she never misunderstood or misjudged me." His mother's belief in him caused him to view himself in an entirely different light. It caused him to turn his tailspin to positive mental attitude and take a positive mental attitude regarding studying and learning. This attitude taught Edison to view things with deeper mental insight. It enabled him to comprehend and develop inventions which benefited humankind. Perhaps the teachers didn't see because the teachers wasn't generally interested in helping the boy. His mother was. You have a tendency to see what you want to see. To hear does not necessarily imply attention or application. To listen always does. Through success, through a positive mental attitude, we urge you to listen to this message. This means to see how you can relate and assimilate the principle into your own life. So, and we're reading this morning from Success to Positive Mental Attitude by Napoleon Hill and W. Clement Stone. And as they said, you know, you want to make sure that you're able to take and listen so that you can see. You know, because, you know, you if you don't listen carefully to a person, then you won't see. There was a record out a long time ago, not a long time ago, a couple of years ago, it says, "You don't see what I see, baby. You're blind, baby. You're blind, baby. You don't see what I see." See, so it's important to see, and that requires taking our time. You know, you want to be able to see. When you're in business for yourself, you want to be able to see the customer's point of view. See, you want to be able to see the customer's point of view, and genuinely see their point of view. So, by seeing their point of view, that you'll be able to service that point of view. And in servicing that point of view, you'll be able to make the sale. Because business is about making sales. But it's also about caring about people and seeing their point of view. So I read this morning again from Success to Positive Mental Attitude by Dr. Clement Stone and Napoleon Hill. And if you would like to get a free e-copy of that book, we give out e-copies of books. People sign up for complimentary coaching sessions. We have a whole slew of great materials to give out to people. And if you sign up for a complimentary coaching session, you know, we give you a free e-book. So, you know, give us a call at 252-406-0774 and get signed up for a free complimentary coaching session. And you have a host of e-books that you can choose from. That's one. Another is The Law of Success and 16 Lessons by Napoleon Hill. Great book. Great book. We have Spiritual Marketing by Joe Vitale. Another great book. Overcoming Fears, Anxiety, and Doubts, another great book. 21 Ways of Successful, 21 Tips on How to Successfully Persuade Others, another great ebook. We have a whole category of ebooks that, you know, you can choose from, and when you sign up for a free complimentary coaching session that we will give you for free. Normally sell those books, but when you sign up for a complimentary coaching session, hey, you get a free ebook from us. So take your time and give us a call, 252-406-0774, or you can send us a text with your email address in it. Send us a text to 252-406-0774, and, you know, we'll get in touch with you. Get your complimentary coaching session set up, and upon completing that, you get to choose from our ebook catalog what ebook you would like to receive. Okay, the next piece we want to cover this morning here on the We Work From Home Morning Show is 10 Habits of Perseverance. 10 Habits of Perseverance. Because you've got to persevere in your business. And in order to persevere, there's some things that you need to do. The habit of beginning with attainment in mind. Twice a day, at the same time each day, review your vision. Use imaginary skills each time. Place your vision board in an obvious spot or keep this thought in your mind and handy. See, so we're having a vision board. We did a session here on the We Work From Home Morning Show about vision boards. And, for those of you that missed that session, go back to the archive sessions, and you know, we talked about vision boards. Vision board is like, you know, basically, you know, everyone should have one. Whether you're in business for yourself or not, you should have a vision board, a board that has what you want in life, your outcomes, and you need to look at it. But not only look at it, review it, and use imaginary skills in your mind. You should look at that vision board to help you focus on how you're going to accomplish what's on that vision board. Twice a day, at the same time each day, review your vision. See, that's going to help you tap in to some things that's going to really help you push it forward. You got to see it. See, and it's just a saying. It goes like this. Don't believe what you see, but see what you believe. And with God, all things are possible. Number two, the habit of positive self-talk. Throughout the day, be aware of your self-talk, both negative and positive, until you become sufficiently aware. And wear a wristband and snap it when you notice yourself think or express negative thoughts. Now, with a wristband, you do, you put a rubber band around your wrist. And you want to, you know, have positive self-talk throughout the day. And when you think of something negative, take that rubber band and snap it. You can snap those negative thoughts out of your mind. Get rid of them. So you want to make sure that you're thinking positive all the time, every day. You know, because every day and every way, hey, I'm getting better and better and better. Number three, the habit of using words to affirm others. Twice a day, compliment and encourage others. Each evening, think of someone you will affirm the next day until elevating others becomes a habit. We have to compliment others so others will in turn compliment us. Remember, what we give the universe is what comes back to us. What you put out is what comes back. So you need to learn how to compliment others. And that's very, very important. You want to, you know, think about each day, who can I go compliment tomorrow? Number four, the habit of seeing the silver lining. Twice a day, ask yourself, what is the silver lining behind your biggest challenge of the day? What is the silver lining behind your biggest challenge of the day? What's this called? Something like called like the spillover effect. You know, when you do one thing, it's going to lead to other things. So you want to definitely do that. Number five, the habit of right actions. Twice a day, monitor your actions and consider whether they distract you or advance you towards your goals. That's so key. You know, I see too often people, you know, wasting time doing things that don't amount to being successful in the business. remember this. If you have a business, there's two things that you get paid to do. One is move a product, and two is developing new business partners. Move a product, developing new business partners. Everything else you don't get paid to do. And you might, some of those things might be important, but they don't. That's not what's going to pay you. You got to move a product and bring on new business partners, especially if you're in network marketing. You have to move the product, and you must bring on new business partners. You have a traditional business, home-based business, that's not a network marketing business, you have to move a product. It's the bottom line. You know, you got to move a product, whether it's goods and services, whatever it is, you got to move the product. Anything else that you're not doing to move the product is a distraction. Don't get caught up in distractions. It's very easy to get distracted. You know, again, and you want to use effective tools. We share with you an effective tool for advertising, which is mobile marketing. Mobile marketing is the most effective way to advertise today. If you don't have a mobile marketing club, you're not familiar with mobile marketing, again, give us a call at 252-406-0774. And we'll show you how to get involved in cutting-edge technology of today to help you advance and build your business. You definitely need to know about mobile marketing because, see, you can waste time advertising another way and become a distraction. Email blasts don't work anymore. They're obsolete. You want to keep doing them, sending out emails. You'll get some response, but you won't get the same response that you'll get through mobile marketing. Email blasts are obsolete. Okay, let's move to number six. The habit of tuning out distractions. Twice a day, turn off all technology and tune into the present moment. Assess how your environment is affecting you and set boundaries if need be. Yeah, you know, again, like I told you yesterday, you know, you take a 30-day mental fast, which means cut off the television. You know, but twice a day you need to make sure all technology is cut off, computer, your laptop, all of those things, and focus on the moment. And then focus on what you need to do and make sure that your environment is not hindering you. You have a healthy work environment. Again, you're working from home. You want to design a healthy work environment. You know, and you don't want distractions. It's hard to be able to do what you got to do. You're in one room and you're kind of concentrating, and somebody else is in another room in the house. They're playing loud music or, you know, they got the television blasting or whatever. People need to respect the fact that you work from home. And that's how the bread is getting buttered. You have a home office. You don't need distractions. Distractions will cause you to lose money. Number seven, the habit of using affirmations and imagery. Twice a day, read and say your affirmations. Listen to yourself. Imagine what you are affirming and feel the emotions that accompany your affirmations. See, affirmations are very, very important. You know, some people think they're corny. You know, people come to me and my wife's house, they see affirmations on the refrigerator, they see them up on other walls, and people look, and then they ask, you know, what's that about? You're trying to program yourself? Yes. Wow. You know, people are scared of programming. What's nothing wrong with positive programming? See, let me tell you something for you to be clear about something called programming. Is everyone is being programmed to do something one way or another. We have a question that came in here, which says, seeking a business coach truly moved me forward in my business. Okay, question was, will seeking a business coach truly move me forward in my business? Very good question. Yes, you know, if with the right coach, now, there's some people out there that just like in sports, you know, they have teams And when the teams aren't able to do what they need to do, what happens? They fire the coach. They fire the coach quicker than they get rid of the players. But I want to tell you something about coaching. Yes, having a business coach and one that also is mentoring you will definitely truly help you advance and move forward in your business, because they'll be able to help you see some things that you don't see. Will help you be able to have someone to share positive thoughts with that can help you stay motivated and help you overcome obstacles and objections that you have experienced in your business, because they can ask you the process of what you were doing. And they might notice something. In other words, I have one person that I'm coaching, and they're very good at making contact with people, but they're poor in their follow-up skills. And so we worked on some techniques to help them have a better follow-up and a better closing ratio, because their follow-up is where they really needed area of help with. They're great at meeting people and getting people's names and numbers and, getting that initial contact. That's good. You got to make contact with people in order to be able to be successful and be able to move a product. Now, after you've contacted them, the next key is being able to have sufficient follow-up skills that can help you with moving your product along the path that it needs to, be moved along. So to answer your question, yes, a business coach is paramount. And those that are people that are really successful all have business coaches. That ought to be a clue. Those people that are really successful and move fast all have business coaches. And again, we have a service here. We do business and marketing coaching. And, hey, those that are interested, all you got to do is get in touch with us. And we do have, we give the first session as a complimentary session. And with that, you receive your choice of whatever ebook you want to choose from out of our catalog. And we see if we have a match, and we tell you what we do. And, I took a coaching session last week with people from Joe Vitale's organization. Joe Vitale, he was one of the people that was on The Secret. It was a very good session. Very, very good session. And, I'll be going back and taking some more with them. So I advise everybody out there, to sign up and get a coach. And it'd be great, hey, if you sign up with us and let us over here at Home Based Business 101, provide that coaching for you. But the bottom line is, whether you choose us or you choose someone else, you need to have a business coach. Okay, we were talking about affirmations and the importance of having affirmations and using affirmations and imagery. That's where the vision board comes in. You must have a vision board. See, you cannot hit what you can't see. Check that out now. You can't hit what you can't see. If you don't see it, you can't hit it. You can't achieve it. You got to be able to see it in order to hit it. You got to be able to see it in order to hit it. Just imagine a baseball batter coming into the batter's box blindfolded. And he'd have to be able to hear real good to hear where that ball is to be able to hit it, but it's easier when you can see it. And it's the same in your business. If you don't see, and you got to see the end in mind. See, too often we don't see the end in mind. So thus, as we started off, the first part of this is being able to see. If we don't see the end in mind, then you're not going to be able to hit that target. See, because there's things, little subtle things along the way that helps you know that you're on the path. And so you got to be able to see the end in mind. Again, in coaching, we help you with that. The affirmations are very, very important. You know, one of the affirmations that I have is that every day I say, thank you, God, for all the blessings I have and all the blessings I'm receiving. I don't complain about what I don't have, because I know to get more, I got to have what's next is the habit of gratitude, an attitude of gratitude. As you hear his pillar each night, ask yourself, what did I do today that made a difference? What am I grateful for today, and what am I looking forward to tomorrow? Write the sentence on a sticky note and place it on your pillow or nightstand as a reminder. You know, every night when you hear hits the pillow, you know, ask yourself, what did I do today to make a difference? See, and that's going to keep you sharp. What did I do today to make a difference? Did I say a kind word to someone? Did I share a thought with someone? See, these are important things. You know, as you have an attitude of gratitude, being grateful for the most precious gift that anyone could have, and that is the gift of life. Be thankful. There's too many people that take life for granted, and that's why they're miserable. Take life for granted. Most precious gift that anyone could have is the gift of life. And yet we take it for granted. And we worry. And we got stress. Stress is what kills people. Sends them to an early grave. But if you have an attitude of gratitude, you can overcome those things. See, and again, as I say, my affirmation. Thank you, God, for all of the blessings I have and all of the blessings I'm receiving. I've given up complaining about what I don't have. But I know what I can get. But I can't get what I can get until I'm thankful for what I have. See, it works that way. Number 9, the habit of expressing love. Twice a day, at mealtimes perhaps, think about someone you love and focus your feelings for that person. Every day, tell a couple of people how much you love and appreciate them. See, now I know for some people that don't have no friends or don't have no body around, that's a tough one. Finding some people that you can say every day to, I love you. That's why my grandson announces this show every day. You know, you hear his voice on here every day. You know, every day. And, you know, every day I'm thankful to have such a wonderful grandson. But that's why you hear his voice on this show, introducing this show every morning. Every morning. You know, because we practice that principle. It's so important, you know, to show love and appreciation to people. And number 10, the habit of continuous learning. And see, this is a big one. Read for 15 to 20 minutes every day, first thing in the morning, on your lunch break, or just before you go to sleep. See, that's why you want to cut that television out. See, most of you wake up in the morning and you wake up to TV and you get the depressing news. You take a break at lunchtime on your job. You know, some people, I mean, you work at these different places like JCPenney and Macy's. You go in the lunchroom, or what do the people cut on? They got a television in the lunchroom, and you're watching television. You come home, and you do what? You eat dinner and become a potato couch, and you sit in front of the television till you fall asleep. You got all that depressing stuff that's being put in your mind. And then you wonder why you depressed. You depressed because you watch depressing stuff and you listen to depressing things. Even when you put the radio on, how many positive songs do you hear on the radio? And how many depressing songs do you hear on the radio? You know, your depressing songs. Ain't nothing going on but the rent. If you want to be with me, you got to have a J-O-B. You know, hey, these different songs that they have out, songs that just will depress the heck out of you, you know. And so you have to, as it says, read 15 to 20 minutes minimum each day. I read for about 2 hours each day. I know you say, there you go. You're always trying to say you do more than others. Well, the difference between the person that makes $50,000 a year and the person that makes $500,000 a year, the person that makes $500,000 a year, does just a little bit more. You want to do, you want to succeed in your endeavors? You want to be different than the other person? Do a little bit more. But you definitely need to read 15 to 20 minutes every day. In the morning when you first wake up, read something. Preferably something positive. In your lunch break, if you're working a job or building your business, read something. Or if you're totally self-employed, you know, hey, have a midday reading break. And definitely before you go to bed, read something positive. You know, I know people that really do well. Some people, you know, their thing in the morning is they read scripture in the morning when they first wake up. And they read some scripture in the afternoon as they meditate on something, and they read some scripture before they go to bed. Whatever you read, find something positive to read. And then you want to continue learning. You want to know your craft, so you need to read more about your field and your industry. I read a lot of self-help books. Why? Because I'm also a coach, and I got to help people. And that's why we give away certain self-help books, but only when you sign up for a complimentary coaching session. You gotta give something to get something. So, you know, hey. And we thank you again for listening to the We Work From Home Morning Show here. This has been Bobby Jahi. Hey, it's been a pleasure to be able to share these minutes with you over the airways. And I thank you for tuning in, and I thank the person that sent us that question this morning about will having a coach really help you with moving your business forward? And yes, most definitely yes. And again, all you need to do, if you got questions, comments, or like to get some information from us, is you can call us at 252-406-0774, or you can text us at 252-406-0774. And remember this, business owners out there, the number one way to advertise nowadays is mobile marketing. If you're not using mobile marketing in your advertisement, you're missing out and you're losing out. And other people are beating you to the punch because they're using the competitive edge of having a mobile marketing club. If you want to find out more about that, make sure you give us a call at 252-406-0774. And that wraps up today's show. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And God willing, and the creek don't rise, we will be back here again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time with some more tips on the We Work From Home Morning Show. Until next time, God bless you and have a wonderful and marvelous day.